Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us today on the Word of Faith Netcast. We're still talking about something very important, and that's that you need to be a doer of the Word of God. We're going to be getting into that in just a few moments, so hang in there, and let me make a few announcements very quickly. We've got some exciting things going on. I mention it all the time with SpeakFaith.tv. There's also there are new folks coming. I've sent them out emails recently, and I said, hey, would you like to join us on SpeakFaith.tv? It's absolutely free, and it's a service that we just provide for folks that are preaching and teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith to put them on our Roku channel, SpeakFaith.tv. So if you'd like to be part of SpeakFaith.tv in terms of viewing it, of watching it, I'd encourage you to sign up for it. Go to our SpeakFaith.tv website, which is SpeakFaith.tv. I'll put it up here on the screen. Go to that website, click in the upper right corner for a special deal on the Roku set-top box. And then once you get that box, may have one already, you can log into your Roku account, go to Channels, which is on their website, click Channels. Then you'll find a search box, type in Speak Faith, two words, Speak Faith, hit Return, and you will find the SpeakFaith.tv channel. You can click a button there and add it, or you can just simply enter the code word SpeakFaithTV, all one string, no dot, and that will get you signed up for our SpeakFaith.tv channel. Great stuff happening there. Some other things I want to mention, and that is that at Faith and Victory Church, you know I attend Faith and Victory Church, Pastor Ed Taylor is my pastor, and we've got some neat stuff going on there, not the least of which is that Daryl Huffman is coming to our church. It is this month, January the, 13th, is that right? 13th through the 15th? Let me see. I can check that real quick here. It's kind of funny the way I'll have to check it. I did a spot for Word of Faith Radio, and when I did that spot, I had all the information handy. Oh, I know what I can do. Even better, I can go to Daryl Huffman's website. He has it on his website. I was about to play that audio file. But Daryl Huffman is coming to Faith and Victory Church. And he is a tremendous speaker. He'll be there, yeah, here we go. Monday and Tuesday, January the 14th and the 15th. He'll also be there Sunday, January the 13th. So I wanted to mention that because you folks need to come on down to Greensboro to 2606 Phoenix Drive, Suite 616, there in Greensboro, right at the intersection of Holden Road and Interstate 85, yes, 85. I know 40's down the road just a bit, but 85 is there. 85 and Holden. There's a little road that goes off down beside a little kind of, I don't know, convenience market place there. Turn there and go down that road and take the first left into Phoenix Drive, which is like a little business park there, and we're all the way at the end of that business park. Now, man, I'm telling you, you need to come out for these meetings. These are going to be Holy Ghost meetings with Daryl Huffman, and Daryl is pastor of New Life Church in Huntington, West Virginia, but he is a preacher of righteousness. He preaches the Word of God in an uncompromised fashion, and I'm telling you, he is a minister that you need to hear. He's on Word of Faith Radio. So I encourage you to come out and get into the meeting that we have with Daryl Huffman coming up at Faith and Victory Church. Amen. Sorry for that little diversion there. I should have gotten all that ready before we started the program. But I do these kind of live as it can be. All right. All righty. Let's get into the Word of God. We were talking from James chapter 1, and we're going to just start in James chapter 1, verse 1, as we're reading here. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren. So who's he talking to here? He's talking to brethren. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, see, I know a lot of people read that and they go, wait a minute, how am I going to count it joy that I'm falling into temptation? Well, part of it is getting a clear understanding of what temptation he's talking about here. Let me read it down to the Amplified. I think it'll you know, make a little more sense. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Now, it still seems a little odd, but what he's talking about here is not temptation like being drawn off to, you know, commit adultery or something. No, it's talking about any kind of test, any kind of adversity. Now, the reason you can be joyful is because we win. Yes, Satan may try to come against you. He may give you a hard time, but guess what? We win. If you do what the Word of God says you are to do. Okay, that's what we're talking about, being a doer of the Word. Wow, there's so much to this topic. I mean, I could go on and on and on this, but here's the thing that's important for us to think about. There are a lot of people, as you know, teaching these days about what I call greasy grace. You know, you can just do anything, say anything. It doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter if you go to church, just doesn't matter. Now, the reason they say all that is flesh. Their flesh is basically driving them, and it's driving them away from spiritual things and driving them toward natural things or carnal things. And that's really the root of the whole greasy grace movement. We just want to do what we want to do, meaning the flesh. And so people give in to their flesh. And you know, there have been stories. I know Pastor Ed, told the story about another pastor friend of his that he talked to personally that basically had the attitude of not this pastor, but the person who came to the pastor to talk to him. They came in for counseling, and it was a man and woman, and they came into this pastor, and the pastor said, well, what's the problem? They described, you know, we're having these relationship issues, and he finally discovered they weren't married. They're living together, and they weren't married. And he said, don't you think that the fact that you're living together without being married, you're violating the Word of God? Don't you think maybe that's the root of your problem? They said, here was their attitude. Now, listen, they said, oh, no, we're under grace. It doesn't matter that we're living together. It doesn't matter that we're fornicating, basically, the biblical definition. What? I mean, come on, folks. When you violate the Word of God, you're going to reap the results of violating the Word of God. That's just the way it is. And if you don't believe it, look at people's lives that have been wrecked because they ignore what God's Word says. Now, remember what we've been saying about this. God's Word is the ultimate and absolute authority for your life. Period. That's what we said last week, remember? End of discussion. Period. All right? Now, let's keep reading. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, tests, or trials, knowing this. Remember, we win. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. This word patience, as I've said before, is highly misunderstood. People think of patience as just laying down, giving up. You know, that's not what patience is. Patience is, according to the biblical definition, the Greek definition, is to be consistently the same way all the time. Consistently the same way all the time. That consistency is what the trying of your faith works. When you're under pressure spiritually, it works, this supernatural, spiritual force of consistency. You being the same way all the time, being consistent, okay? Now, if you'll let patience have its perfect work, or mature work, this is verse 4, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, let me ask you this. If you were perfect, meaning mature, and you were entire, which is whole, and you wanted for nothing, guess what? That means you've won. Amen? You win. That's what we're talking about here. Letting patience have her perfect work will make you so that you are perfect, you are mature. That's what perfect means in the Greek. And entire, whole, complete. That means no sickness, no disease, you're whole. And whole socially, meaning you get along, your family is all, you know, saved and doing what they ought to be doing and so forth. Wanting nothing means that your financial needs are met. You know, praise the Lord, you're doing well. Now, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a multi-triple billionaire. You got more money, you know what to do with. It means whatever need you have at the time is met. God supplies all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. But that Philippians 4:19 is a promise made to those who are tithers and givers. Okay? I always want to mention that because that's an important point to bring up in quoting that scripture. A lot of people quote that scripture, Philippians 4:19, and they don't meet the qualifications. And that's part of what we're talking about here, about this whole greasy grace thing. We don't have to meet any qualifications. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do the word. We don't have to obey God. We just get it de facto. You know what I mean by that? It just falls on us. No, it's not how it works. Yeah, God is a God of grace, and He will bless you. And salvation is freely available. But you're going to have to do what the Word of God says. You're going to have to be perfect and entire and want for nothing by allowing consistency on the Word to function in your life. All right, that's what we're talking about. But let's keep reading. If any of you lack wisdom, notice how he goes into in verse 5 immediately, if you lack wisdom. That means you need to know something. You know what the Word of God says in Hosea 4:6? It says, my people, God is speaking here, He says, my people fail, perish, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They lack knowledge. In other words, it's not that I don't love them. It's not that I'm not willing to work on their behalf. It's not that all of these things are available. No, it is that they lack knowledge. If you didn't lack the knowledge, you'd be able to do what you need to do or obey the Word of God or be a doer of the Word of God. Amen? Do you see that? That is the case. So, in the time we have left here, let's talk about being this consistent person on the Word. How do you do it? If you lack wisdom, if you don't have the information, then you go to God and you ask Him for the knowledge, for the information. So, you ask of God, and here's what happens. God gives that information to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. The word upbraid in the King James means to find fault. He won't find fault. And that information, that wisdom, that knowledge will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Wavering is inconsistency. Now, we've talked about this before, but in order to be consistent on the Word, you have to be imitating God. Remember what Jesus said during His earthly ministry? He said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. In other words, He was always imitating His Father God. That's how Jesus was able to be in His natural life. Because remember, He laid aside all of His power and authority as the Son of God before He came to earth. He laid that aside. And as he was operating here in his earthly ministry, he was operating technically as an Old Testament prophet because the new covenant had not come into being yet. But he was operating as a man anointed with the Holy Ghost. You remember, and I know a lot of people are freaking out. They're going, what? You're talking about Jesus here. Yes, I'm talking about Jesus. And yes, he is the second member of the Godhead. Yes, he is God in flesh. Hallelujah. But he gave up all of his power and authority as the Son of God before he came to earth. That's in the scripture. Check it out. And when he gave all that up and came to earth as a man, he had to be anointed with the Holy Ghost, just like any other man who ministered under the power of the Holy Ghost had to be anointed. And so he went to John the Baptist there at the river, and he said, I need to be baptized. And John said, you need to baptize me. I don't need to baptize you. He said, no, this needs to be done that all things be fulfilled. And so John baptized him, and when Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit in the form, didn't say it was a dove, said in the form of dove, came and sat on him, and he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power and went about doing what God had told him to do. In other words, he kept doing what God showed him to do. He said only what he heard the Father say. He did only what he saw the Father do. He imitated his Father under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's what we have to do as believers, following in that example once again. All right. A lot here. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, does not find fault, it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now this is where we got the nothing wavering when I got off on that little preach there. And that is, God's not wishy-washy. We discovered this before. God is not wishy-washy. He is unchangeable. He does not change. So if we're going to imitate God, we're going to imitate someone who does not change. That's where the consistency comes in. This consistency in confession. This consistency in life and manner of life. We're consistent. That works patience. It is consistency. All right. We do not waver. We do not sway back and forth between opinions. Let's read this out of the Amplified, because I think, again, this will make it clear to you. It must be in faith, only it must be in faith, that he asks with no wavering or hesitating or doubting. For the one who wavers or hesitates or doubts is like the billowing surge out of the sea and is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. That's what we're not to be like. We're not to be like someone tossed by the wind. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 says that the fivefold ministry gifts were given, you know, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, Ephesians 4:11, they were given, and I'm going to read it because rather than me just quoting it off the top of my head, I think it's important to see it. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, that's making the saints mature, for the work of the ministry, that the saints may do the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect or mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That, here's the part that I was thinking about, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. Sounds like that winds of doctrine, right? And carried about with every wind of doctrine, like the waves of the sea and the wind on the sea, driving it by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So that's why this air of greasy grace is so deceptive, so evil, because it draws you away from the consistency on the Word of God. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. That's what maturity is talking about, growing up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We as the body of Christ edify ourselves by being consistent on the Word. Praise the Lord. Whew, I tell you. Isn't it neat when all these scriptures come together as closely as they do and as smoothly as they do. I just love this. So the being driven by the waves of the sea, being tossed to and fro by winds of doctrine, that whole wavering situation, that's what we want to avoid. Okay? If we ask in faith nothing wavering, for he that is wavering is like a wave of the sea driven by the wind and tossed. Now here's the part that I want you to see. Let not that man, the man that wavers, the man that is inconsistent, the man that is deceived and tossed about by winds of doctrine, let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now you greasy grace folks that are deceived and being tossed around by waves and winds of doctrine, that are wavering and inconsistent, that are not consistent on the Word of God, it says, don't even think you shall receive anything of the Lord. See, there's a lot of them sitting out there going, I got it made. I'm just going to sit back. God's just going to bless me and I don't have to do nothing. Well, guess what? Don't even think you'll receive anything of the Lord. Whew. Now, conversely, if you are consistent and you do allow patience to have her perfect work, then you'll be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. But it's because you're consistent on the Word of God. Do you see the difference? This is clear, folks. It's in the Bible. Okay. I'm getting off on a preach, but I like getting off on preaches because you need to hear them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I keep checking the time here because I don't want to run over, but I also want to take the time to share these things with you. All right. Let him ask in faith nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, I think we ought to read that out of the Amplified too. So let's read, starting with verse 6. Only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing surge of the sea, is blown thither and hither, tossed by the wind. For truly let not such a person imagine he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. For being as he is a man of two minds, see, that's not consistent. If you are double-minded or have two minds about something, it says you are hesitating, you are dubious, and you are irresolute. Now, irresolute is the opposite of resolute. Resolute means I am determined. I am set in what I need to do. I am resolute about what I'm going to do. Well, this person is hesitating, dubious, and irresolute. He is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, he feels, and he decides. Have you ever been in that situation that you're uncertain about everything? What you're thinking, what you're feeling, trying to make decisions, you are just totally out of it. That's double-mindedness. Hard to say. But that person won't receive anything of the Lord. Now, it goes on to say, let the brother in humble circumstances glory in his elevation as a Christian, called to the true riches, to be an heir of God. For the rich person ought to glory in being humbled by being shown his human frailty, because like a flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun comes up with a scorching heat and parches the grass. Its flower falls off and its beauty fades away. Even so will the rich man wither and die in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed or happy or to be envied is the man who is patient under trial. Remember, tests, trials that we're talking about. He's patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test and has been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life. In other words, he wins, which God has promised to those that love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. God doesn't tempt anybody, ever. Now, I know a lot of people that talk about God like God does tempt them, but he just doesn't. I talked to one guy. He was mad at God. Look what God's doing to me. Oh, my goodness. Come on, folks. We talked about this last time. You need to realize God's not your problem. The devil's the one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, according to John 10:10. God's the one that's come to give you, Jesus, come to give you life more abundant. Read John 10:10. It's the truth. Whew. Well, we're out of time. We're going to stop right here. But I'm telling you, this is an important topic. It's one you really need to get into. All right? I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries, our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code is 27262. And of course, you can always write me here via email at drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at W-O-F-M. .org. I encourage you to come out to these meetings that are coming up at Faith and Victory Church. 2606 Phoenix Drive, as I said, Suite 616 there in Greensboro, North Carolina. You can put that into your Google Maps, you know, on the web, and it will give you directions to drive right to Faith and Victory Church. That's Sunday, January the 13th, 10:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the evening. And then Monday and Tuesday night, January 14th and 15th at 7 p.m., join us for those special meetings. They're going to be really, really exciting with Dr. Daryl Huffman. So check that out. You really need to be part of that meeting. I'm telling you, it's Holy Ghost. All right. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.